Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Zhijinyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland launches 100 Days National Quality Assurance Standard Mission. Quality certification to 50,000 health facilities brought India closer to high-quality healthcare. Business Association of Nagas and SBI renew agreement to improve credit access. And NHAI sets two Guinness World Records for longest and highest bituminous concrete laying. And now the news in detail. The 100 Days National Quality Assurance Standard NQAS mission was launched in Nagaland today. Addressing the virtual launch at the Department of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary Anoop Khinchi emphasized the importance of NQAS certification for improving quality patient care and building people's confidence on the public healthcare system. He encouraged the state and district mentoring teams to work towards achieving the target under the 100 Days mission of certifying 50% of public health facilities by March 2026 and also 100% by December 2026. Mr. Khinchi expressed confidence on attaining the mission through collective teamwork. Government has said that a total of 50,000 health facilities have received the National Quality Assurance Standards NQAS certification in the country. Union Health Ministry said that this landmark achievement reinforces the national commitment to quality, safety and patient-centered care, bringing India closer to equitable and high-quality healthcare for all. The ministry implemented the NQAS in June 2024, aimed at ensuring and enhancing the quality of healthcare services provided at public health facilities. Initially, the standards were applied for district hospitals. Subsequently, these standards were extended to sub-district hospitals, community health centers, and Ayushman Arogya Mandir Urban Primary Health Center. Business Association of Nagas, BAN, and the State Bank of India, SBI, have renewed their Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, continuing their partnership to empower local entrepreneurship and improve access to formal credit in Nagaland. The agreement, signed at SBI Regional Office, reaffirms the commitment of both organizations to driving economic growth, with BAN continuing to bridge local entrepreneurs with SBI's financial services. A key aspect of the MOU includes designating nodal officials to streamline coordination, especially for farmer-producer organizations. BAN President L. Monkam Jamir underscored continued focus on improving financial literacy among its members and facilitating smoother credit linkages. Assistant General Manager, SBI Regional Office, Hubert A.S. Wangshim, emphasized the pivotal role of banks in driving economic growth and expanding financial inclusion across the region. Bharatiya Janata Party State General Secretary Sunap C. Jamir today highlighted the recently passed Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Bill as a key pillar of the broader Viksit Bharat 2047 vision to build a more developed, equitable and prosperous India. Addressing a press conference today, Mr. Sunap said the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MNREGA, was scattered and lacked a clear focus. He said the new bill is more structured and focused.
Under this new VBG Ramji, it is very focused, very structured, because we are focusing on four areas. One is the water security, one is the rural infrastructure, and the third one is livelihood infrastructure. In livelihood infrastructure, in the rural area, grain storage can be developed, financial assistance can be given to the self-help group, and the last one that is climate resilience. So this is a visionary step towards Viksit Bharat that this bill, VBG Ramji, has come into being.
Mr. Sunap noted that there has been a drastic change in the rural area since 2005 when MNREGA was implemented. With poverty level coming down and more people having digital access and bank accounts, he said the new bill was brought in to capture this new reality. He also highlighted that it will introduce biometric verification to address systematic issues, AI-based monitoring and GPS to track assets created under the program. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has expressed deep sorrow on the demise of Dr. Visashie Yese Kire Kobunyo, former director, Department of Health and Family Welfare. In a condolence message, the Chief Minister lauded Dr. Kire, a senior pediatrician, for her dedication, strong work ethics, and compassionate care for patients, especially children. Mr. Ryo said her service to the state government in various capacities has left an indelible mark on the healthcare sector, describing the passing away of Dr. Kire as great loss to the medical fraternity, the Angami community, and the Naga society at large. Mr. Ryu prayed that her legacy will continue to inspire future healthcare professionals. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the center, states, and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Lamding Silchar Broad Gauge Conversion Project.
The Lamding Silchar Broad Gauge Railway Line is a strategically critical rail infrastructure corridor serving southern Assam and providing essential rail connectivity to the hilly states of Tripura, Manipur, and Mizoram. The line functions as a vital lifeline for the region, supporting the movement of food grains, fertilizers, petroleum products, construction materials, and other essential commodities. The Lamding Silchar Gauge Conversion Project was sanctioned in 1996-97 and was subsequently declared a national project in 2004. The project was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 25th March 2015, at which time physical progress was minimal. Following the Prime Minister's guidance, the project received focused attention, including enhanced inter-agency coordination, close monitoring, and time-bound execution. With this, seamless broad-gauge connectivity was established across the corridor, fully integrating the Barak Valley and the adjoining northeastern states with the national railway network. The project reflects the impact of high-level monitoring through Pragati, reaffirming the government's resolve to strengthen connectivity and promote inclusive development across the northeastern region. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has achieved two Guinness World Records for laying bituminous concrete on Vanavolu-Vankarakunta section of the six-lane Bengaluru-Kadapa-Vijayawada economy corridor. The records include around 29 lane kilometer, the longest distance of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours, and over 10,000 metric tons, the highest quantity of bituminous concrete laid continuously within 24 hours. In a social media post, NHAI said the corridor will strengthen interstate connectivity between Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. A three-day India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 21st of this month. Director General of IIIDEM, Rakesh Verma, said that the theme of the conference is Democracy for Inclusive, Peaceful, Resilient and Sustainable World, and highlighted various issues to be deliberated at the conference.
Challenges being faced by election management bodies, and there will be different sessions to discuss them. The experience of election management bodies, the experience of electoral practitioners, and also the insights from our electoral experts, they will be used to find solutions, to develop consensus, to develop shared vision for electoral management, will be the key highlights of the conference.
The international conference is being organized by India International Institute of Democracy and Election Management, IIIDEM, under the aegis of Election Commission of India in partnership with International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland launches 100 Days National Quality Assurance Standard Mission. Quality certification to 50,000 health facilities brought India closer to high-quality healthcare. Business Association of Nagas and SBI renew agreement to improve credit access. And NHAI sets two Guinness World Records for longest and highest bituminous concrete laying. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.